intervention by our distinguished colleague from Cuba and Venezuela is quite pertinent. And I beg the indulgence of our distinguished participant to deal with the issues, because in human rights, you know that we have turned from the defunct Commission of Human Rights for Human Rights Council. And in Human Rights Council, we have to put aside the naming and shaming policy which was already existing. So if in the line with the policy and the shift that we have for the structure in human rights, if we want to have fruitful achievements, therefore we have to be constructive. And you know that being constructive is to respect others. And of course, we do understand that countries like Cuba, Venezuela, and other countries have, you know, problems vis-a-vis the issue of development and issues regarding science, technology, and blockages. Different NGOs can concentrate on many issues. For example, why you are not speaking on unilateral coercive measures on Cuba or on Venezuela or other countries? Why you are not talking, issues which are emanated from science and technology on other areas which are hampering or preventing countries like Cuba on further development? Therefore, Mr. Chairman, my suggestion is that if this distinguished colleague of us could suffice and could concentrate on the issue of the agenda, not to name and shame anybody, then I think it is allowed and for further speaking. Otherwise, my delegation would strongly support Cuba and Venezuela to stop this distinguished participant. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Algeria, you have requested for the floor.